Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's go aboard.
Happy Thursday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour space station social. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Chicago to Sheboygan, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. How we doing, everybody? Thanks so much for joining us. Boy, do we have a good show coming up for you this morning. Really, really good show. We got a pair of actors that I cannot wait to have join us here on the show. The always funny Sean Wayans is going to join us in studio. How about this? 25 years since the iconic sketch show In Living Color went off of the air. It went off the air summer of 1994. We'll talk to Sean Wayans about the legacy of In Living Color in studio coming up in about 35 minutes from now. Love that. Huge In Living Color guy right here. Huge. Hated it. Coming up next hour. How about this? Another Hollywood anniversary. 30 years since arguably the greatest baseball movie ever made, Major League, celebrating 3 decades, and we will have Roger Dorn, Corbin Burnson join us here on the DA Show. We'll talk about 30 years of Major League with Damn It Dorn coming up here in hour number 2. Also this morning, we'll tackle Chauncey Billups exposing Carmelo Anthony's greatest flaw. We shall talk about the ESPYs last night, where I actually thought they got it right for once. And we'll also discuss how baseball scheduling still leaves me scratching my cabeza. That's head. All of that coming up this morning on the DA Show. Hit us up on the phones on any of those topics at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Also, get me on Twitter, DA on CBS. But can we begin with the news of Kawhi Leonard's contract? How about this? First reported by The Athletic, that Kawhi Leonard's deal is not a 4-year deal with the Clippers. In fact, it's a 3-year deal with a caveat. In reality, it's a 2-year deal with a player option. Kawhi Leonard is only under contract with the Los Angeles Clippers for the next 2 years, and then he gets to decide whether he wants to stay for year number 3. This is lined up with his teammate, Paul George, who we know also had 3 years left after his Oklahoma City trade. 3rd year player option. So the Los Angeles Clippers just traded away 5 first-round draft picks and 2 players for only two guaranteed years of Kawhi Leonard. Now, for Kawhi, being a member of the Clippers now means that he is in line for more money because of the bird rights. The team owning his contract can offer him more money, just like the Raptors were able to do this offseason. If he wants to be in LA long term and he wants more money to do it, this is the way to do it. Sign a short-term deal, opt out after 2 years, and then let them pay you the boatload of cash only they can. That is on the table. So this isn't necessarily that he only wants to be there 2 years. This could be a sense of, I want to be here long term, but I want to be paid like it. This is the workaround. But it also means if this thing implodes, Kawhi and Paul George can leave in 2 years. Now, here's the question. This can't leave Clippers fans with a great feeling. I mean, they just won the lottery for arguably the best player in basketball and the reigning NBA Finals MVP, the dynasty killer, the Claw. They won the lottery for the Claw, and now they wake up and go, oh, God, we're only guaranteed for 2 years. I need to vom. Oh. But this dynamic in play in the NBA, short contracts for superstars. Is this actually the NBA's secret sauce? It is where we begin. It's your cold open.
It's always a two-edged sword. I mean, on one hand, it creates a sense of renewal in a lot of markets. It gives teams an opportunity to rebuild. But the downside, of course, is for other teams, they potentially lose players. I also think that with shorter contracts, it creates more often a sense of urgency.
Amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
Adam Silver, of course, on these short-term contracts. Look, it is. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. There is no argument. Short contracts is what makes the NBA's hype, the NBA's urgency, the NBA's attention and headlines. That's what makes it spin. That's what makes it go. That's the fuel. Think about what we just saw this offseason in Major League Baseball. Manny Machado, 10-year contract with the San Diego Padres. Bryce Harper, 13-year contract with the Philadelphia Phillies. Mike Trout extends with the Los Angeles Angels for essentially the duration of his career. He will be unlikely to move. Those are three of your biggest stars in baseball, and they won't be available on the open market for nearly a decade or more. In basketball, in 2 years, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and Giannis might all be free agents. And the year after that, you could have, or even in that year, have LeBron James if he opts out of Los Angeles Lakers. And we do it all again. And that sense of renewal that Adam Silver just used that word, that sense of, oh, now we're in it, or we can get that guy, or that guy's going to shift over here, or that change of the balance of power over there, that really is what is making the NBA so incredible and so interesting to, guess what? Young people and the casual observer, because things are changing at a rapid rate, and young people love things at a rapid rate. They love the high pace, and old people alike in today's 2019 modern society, fast, move, change. And guess what that also factors into? That also hooks into this explosion in fantasy sports, where we are our own general manager. Oh, blow it up. Make this trade. Next year, draft a new guy. Daily fantasy. Draft your lineup. Change it up. It's all about changing the status quo constantly. And that's what the NBA is doing. Imagine in the NFL, if every year Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Saquon Barkley, Odell Beckham, Antonio Brown just changed teams. Now, granted, we've had a few of those, and those were pretty huge. Le'Veon Bell to the Jets, Antonio Brown to the Raiders. But by and large, Odell Beckham to the Browns. But by and large, we don't have the 10 best players in football constantly changing teams, and we have that in basketball. And whether you think that's good or bad, stability, loyalty, what have you, that is making the NBA's train an unstoppable one. And look, it's like every offseason, you can throw up the deck of cards. Last offseason, the Toronto Raptors went from a good playoff team. You threw up the deck of cards, they came down, they're a champion. This year, you throw up the deck of cards, they're the champion, they come down, they ain't winning the NBA Finals this year. Suddenly, the Nets, the Clippers, and the Lakers came out of nowhere to become contenders. Now, granted, these guys are still going to specific markets, and that's an NBA problem, where they're congregating in Los Angeles, or in New York, or in Miami. There's the same destinations. But if you can keep throwing up the deck of cards, watching it come down, and the fortunes change of teams, that's when you always have a captive audience. What's going to happen next? Who's going to go where? What does this mean? And for the NBA, the fact that Kawhi Leonard just changed teams and could be out, if he wants to, in 2 years, just underscores that fact. Here's your phone number, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. On Twitter, DA on CBS. So we've got Sean Wayans coming up here. This is so cool. He's going to be in studio with us. 25 years since the end of In Living Color. 25 years since In Living Color went off the air, summer 1994. Sean Wayans will join us in studio coming up here in about 20 minutes from now. How awesome is that? And then next hour, 30 years of Major League the movie. Absolutely, undoubtedly, the greatest baseball comedy of all time. Perhaps the greatest baseball movie, depending on where you put The Natural, Bull Durham, Field of Dreams. And I can tell you, there is a 10-year-old DA, just a little old tyke. And he went to the movies with his dad, Papa Amendo, and his brother, his younger brother, who was only like 6, 7. And we went to go see Major League. And while I loved it, absolutely loved it, in the Chester Multiplex 6 theaters. I have to say there was a few uncomfortable moments in there for a 10-year-old DA with his dad watching Major League. It's kind of a crude movie for a 7 and a 10-year-old to be watching with their pops at the movie theater. But I soldiered on. I survived and lived to tell about it. And now we have Dorn coming up. Corbin Bernstein in hour number 2 to talk about 30 years of Major League. When we come back, I am so often totally out on the ESPYs. And yet, last night, I want to pay them a huge compliment. It's rare! So stick around for it. It's next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's new on CBS.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Remember, you can listen to full episodes of the DA Show every single day, every single night at iTunes, radio.com, and other places podcasts are available. Miss anything or want to hear it again? Well, that's okay. You can go to any of our podcast locations and search the DA Show and you'll get it. Also, our toll-free line this morning, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Coming up this morning on the show, as I mentioned, Sean Wayans will join us in studio. He'll do that coming up in approximately 20 minutes from now. We will have Sean take us through memory lane 25 years since the great sitcom sketch comedy show In Living Color went off of the air. And the next hour, can you believe it's been 30 years? 30 years! Since Major League the movie. 30 years, 1989. So we'll do that coming up here on the show with Corbin Burnson, who's going to join us. Corbin Burnson's going to join us coming up here in about an hour or so from now. As always, the DA show is available on your phone. Why not check us out on your phone? WatchDA.com, huh? WatchDA.com. And you can check us out in live, sparkling Technicolor, because every day we have the simulcast going on as we speak on your phone, on your tablet, on your device, anywhere, anytime. Now, I think I've been pretty transparent about this in the past. I don't care for the ESPYs. It has nothing to do with what network it is on. It has nothing to do with it being a competitor, because I will gladly compliment things that ESPN does really well. I routinely talk about College Game Day being the best sports production in all of the industry, and they do some things really, really well. I've always felt, though, that the ESPY Awards was this really self-indulgent practice and totally redundant. Sports exist to win things. People win championships all the time. Teams win championships every year. We consistently crown champions and winners. Sports is defined by winning and losing. And even within the games, we have more awards, MVP awards, Cy Young awards, Most Improved Player awards, Coach of the Year awards. So to me, having more awards about an industry that wins awards was redundant, always has been. And the celebrity part of this, I don't get into the Emmys. I don't get into the Golden Globes. I don't get into the Oscars. I'm just not an awards show kind of guy. I find them really self-congratulatory and really unnecessary. So with sports, to me, the best part about sports is, you know, the sports, not the awards given to sports. This is why I don't get bent out of shape about MVP voting. You will never hear me debate who should win what. I'm all about the actual winners and losers of the games. That's really the only thing that resonates with me. Not judging, just saying. But I did have the ESPYs on last night. The Bourbon Bell and I caught a few minutes of it here or there in between some other things. And I want to congratulate them and compliment them on some really, really, really good stuff. And I wonder if maybe the ESPN executives wanted to think about how they could redeem themselves after catching a lot of flack and criticism over the years. I thought two things they did last night were awesome. Done with touch, done with sophistication, done with heart. I thought it was awesome. Number one, amputee Kirstie Ennis is a total hero. She has served in the military for the U.S. She's an American veteran, and she lost her leg in battle. And Kirstie Ennis received last night the Pat Tillman Award for service. And after losing her leg, she went on to unbelievable athletic achievements like scaling Mount Everest, climbing the highest peaks in the world. And the way they told her story and the fact that they honored her with the Pat Tillman Award and her speech and that moment was extraordinary. I loved it. I loved it. I thought it was so well done, and she was so worthy of the award. And she had a quote in her thank you speech that I just thought, wow, there's a pearl of wisdom. And she was discussing her road back, how her dad gave her tough love, how the people around her never let her give up, and how she knew that she was becoming a role model for people because she was an amputee and she was pushing herself through to achieve great athletic achievements and physical achievements. And she said, make peace with your pain. I said, boy, that's a quote. Make peace with your pain. You know, we all have a scar. We all have a wound. We all have a pain that comes from somewhere. Nobody gets through this life unscathed. Everybody has something. Everybody went through something. So many people, though, take that wound, take that harm, and are angry with it, are bitter about it, carry it with them every single day. It makes them less. It makes them angry, makes them sad, makes them depressed, makes them anxiety-ridden, makes them insecure. Make peace with your pain. I said, gosh, that's a wise woman. Everybody's got it. Make peace with it. And then once you shed it, once you put it behind you, then you are allowing yourself to accomplish great things. I thought the way they honored Kirstie Ennis and what her spirit was on that stage, I said, this is awesome. And the second thing I loved that ESPN did last night was give the Arthur Asher Courage Award to Bill Russell. The montage that they put together, narrated by Samuel L. Jackson, was moving. It was powerful. It was brilliant. And because Bill Russell played such a long time ago, and because he's not a guy that comes to all the All-Star games, he's not on TV anymore, I think a lot of people don't realize the trials, the tribulations, the life that Bill Russell lived and went through. This is a guy that played more than 50 years ago. And this is a guy still serving his community, still talking to kids, still mentoring young people. And I thought it was incredibly powerful and long overdue that Bill Russell gets an honor, an award, recognition now. Because I think there's generations of people that don't realize what he did, what he went through, what type of winner he was, and what he dealt with. Look, he is a black superstar in the 1950s and the 1960s. This is a turbulent racial time in America, and he was the black superstar in a city that didn't always adore him, in a city that for a long time he felt very bitter about and didn't have an emotional connection to the city of Boston. He did not allow the city of Boston to erect a statue to him or honor him for a long time because of what he endured in his own town, in his own city, when he was winning 11 championships. And to become the first ever African-American head coach in the NBA or in any of the four major sports. And the grace and the dignity he carried himself with for all of those years, to watch the camera pan to Bill Russell in the upper deck and to watch an entire arena, theater of the most recognizable people in sports stand and honor him. And to watch that video tribute, I thought was just awesome. Just awesome. So for ESPN to honor Kirstie Ennis, who served our country and lost her leg doing it with the Pat Tillman Award, and to honor Bill Russell with the Arthur Ashe Award, and to do it the way that they did it with, again, sensitivity and heart and compassion and integrity and sophistication, I thought was awesome. Absolutely awesome. My applause there to the producers, at the ESPYs and to the network because I just thought they nailed it to two incredible human beings that encourage us to be better. Encourage us to be better humans. We can be better. Those two are living proof of it. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. When we come back, Sean Wayans is going to join us in studio, comedian, actor on the 25th anniversary of In Living Color, going off the air. What an amazing, incredible show, sketch comedy show that was. We'll do that with Sean coming up here next in studio. Watch us at watchda.com.
A no sweatpants at work zone.
Hey, DA, I'm glad you got me in your office, man. I'm pleased to be in here. I probably could add a little bit more here there, DA, but I'm going to sit back and cool on out.
I'm a little wet, a little drippy.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
40 minutes past the hour. Thanks so much for being with us. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. As always, there are so many ways you can listen to the show on terrestrial radio. Listen to us across the great CBS Sports Radio Network, hundreds of affiliates all across the country. Also, SiriusXM, Channel 206. And on your phone, check us out using the CBS Sports app, radio.com, or Apple Music. And watch us because we've got an in-studio guest that you'll definitely want to check out. Watch us at watchda.com on any device, anywhere. We are simulcast and streaming right now at watchda.com. Our next guest has starred in movies like White Chicks, Don't Be a Menace, Little Man, Scary Movie, amongst others. He was also a member of perhaps the greatest sketch comedy show ever, which is now 25 years off of the air. This summer, 1994, In Living Color went off the air at Fox, and we never had another show like it since. He's going to be performing, coming up at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey, with a stand-up act where he is also doing a stand-up throughout the country this summer, a number of other tour stops. And that is our friend Sean Wayne. Sean, what's good morning. How up? We doing?
Hey, that was very thorough right there. He's had all his immunization shots. He's he's circumcised and very thorough.
How you doing, man?
A lot of info. I'm doing well.
Yeah,
I'm doing really good. Yeah.
It's always good to see you, man. How's life?
Life is great. Life is really good. Just just chilling, enjoying life.
Can't believe it's been 25 years since In Living Color went off the air.
Yo, when you said that, I was like, man, 25 years went by like that.
I saw you interviewed in the Hollywood Reporter for kind of a look back at the 25 years, and they had everybody quoted, Tommy Davidson, David Alan Greer, Jim Carrey, your brother, Keenan Ivory Wayans, everybody. So did you guys talk about it at all beyond just that article?
No. Uh-uh. But everyone feels the same way. Like, you know, wow, 25 years. Look, where the hell did 25 years ago? And look how different the world is from when we did In Living Color.
And you said that your brother, you were just a teenager at the time. You said your brother, Keenan Ivory Wayans, said, hey, I might have something for you.
Yeah, I might have something for you.
Did you have any idea what have something for you meant?
Well, actually, what he had for me was to be a PA. So I was a PA on In Living Color's pilot.
A production assistant.
Yeah, I was a production assistant on the pilot of In Living Color.
Really?
Yeah, and there was a different DJ with the Fly Girls at that time. And then after we did the pilot, they were trying to tweak the show and make, you know, everything better. And, they felt like they needed a different fit. With the Fly Girls, so they wanted my swag.
They wanted SW1.
They wanted my swag.
They wanted your swag.
Yeah, they got it.
Now, did you pitch yourself for it, or did they just say, "Hey, you'd be good for this"?
They asked me to do it.
Was it your brother that knew you'd be good, or
it was a producer on the show? It might have been either Tamara Rawit or one of the producers.
Yeah.
Who pitched? Yeah.
In that article, I saw somebody say, yeah, we always knew Jennifer Lopez was destined for big things. She was one of the Fly Girls. Did you kind of get that sense?
J-Lo came in with the fire. Yeah, she came in. she wasn't going to just be a fly girl. That was her way in.
Oh, so you knew that. Everybody kind of knew that.
Well, everybody was watching her like, yo, this girl ain't playing.
How could you tell that?
You know, just very focused, driven, you know, after rehearsal, always on the phone and, you know, being in the right places and, you know, find out who's who and, you know, in acting class. And, you know, she came to get it.
Sean Wayans joins us in studio. Did you have a sense like, oh, this is going to be big? Or did you think, oh, we'll be off the air in a couple of episodes because it's going to be too offensive?
Oh, no. I didn't even think about that. I thought the way I measured it and the way I measured everything at that time at that age was, what are the kids on my block going to think about this?
Right.
Because whenever my brothers would come out with something, it was like, yo, if the kids on the block is going to like it, it's going to be a hit. And that's all I was thinking when I was watching the rehearsals, you know. I was like, yo, the kids on the neighborhood is going to go crazy over this.
And what ended up happening was you guys developed such iconic characters in pop culture, not just in comedy, not just in television, but, you know, like Fire Marshal Bill and Homie the Clown and Homeboy Shopping Network. I mean, those characters are just characters that'll live forever in pop culture.
I know.
That's pretty amazing.
Very amazing. So much fun. There was a lot of laughs, so much creativity, a lot of work. But, you know, that show was just, it was crazy.
And then I didn't realize, I read that article, I didn't realize by the final season, I guess it's season 5, which is the 94 season, that Kenan had left.
Yeah, we were gone by then.
And then you were gone as well?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Because it said kind of like it was the Titanic. People knew that once you Kenan, guys left.
Once Kenan left, we all jumped ship.
Really?
It was his vision.
Yeah.
It was his vision. Not a sketch got put on that air without the Kenan's touch. And if it didn't have his touch, it wasn't going to work.
So once he left, they were kind of like a rudderless ship.
It was the Titanic without a captain.
That's bad. That's a double whammy.
It was like the new driverless cars that's coming, but the Titanic. And they haven't crashed yet. You know how many times those things are going to crash before they actually fix it?
Yeah, will you drive in a driverless car?
No, I will not.
Ever.
I won't ride next to one either.
I don't think you get to choose that.
I will.
Okay.
I will. They're going to have black boxes inside of cars because they're going to be studying, now, why did this crash?
Why did this drive off the cliff?
Yeah, why did this drive off the cliff? Because no one's driving it. That's why I drove off the freaking cliff.
But think about it. I'm sure you do a lot of commuting in L.A., and you're in the car probably for 2 hours, maybe 3 hours with traffic. Wouldn't you rather just kind of read a book or listen to a podcast or just sleep or something?
No, I'd rather focus on the person that ain't looking, that's texting and driving, or the guy that's high, or someone who's Instagramming. I want to know what idiot is around me. I don't want the guy who's not there focused on the people who ain't paying attention. It don't make any sense to me.
Are you cool with technology overall, or are you a little weirded out by
it? I'm freaked out by it.
Yeah.
I don't like my phone. I want a dumb phone. I don't want a smartphone. I want to go back to a dumb phone. Why does the phone know more than us? Why is my phone on when I am sleeping? I don't like it. It's creepy.
You can put it into sleep mode so it's sleeping with you.
Sleep mode. I don't like that. I don't want to have to put my phone in no kind of mode. It's a phone. Go back to being a phone. I don't want no mode. Sleep mode, I bet you there's some kind of information is gathering on you in sleep mode. Now, you think your phone is in sleep mode because now it's putting the phone to sleep. Uh-uh. You put your phone in sleep mode, and now it is clocking data from you about how many breaths you take, how much times you fart, and how stink your breath is. You're going to wake up, you're going to have Tic Tac commercials in your phone. Toothpaste. Sleep apnea devices. No, thank you.
Sean Wayans is our guest here on the show. You know, you ever do something where you just say like, oh, I I'd like to visit Turks and Caicos one day. And then the next day, there's Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, not the next day. You got a message from Turks and Caicos. Yeah. You should go.
How crazy, how creepy is that?
Man, it's creepy. I said, I keep saying I'm going to get rid of my phone. And I'm going to go back to the flip phone, this thing right here.
Yeah.
I'm going to, as soon as I slow down and I'm able to find a store that would sell me one.
You got to go to an old person store.
I got to go to an old person.
To an old man, that's right.
And buy it off of him. My grandfather, I'm going to buy my grandfather's phone off of him.
It's called a jitterbug. Apparently all it does is call 911 or like your grandkids.
That's what I'm thank you. Could you write that down for me? A jitterbug. That's what I'm going to do.
So how much traveling you doing this summer?
I got a couple of dates. I'm doing the Stress Factory in New Jersey this weekend. Four shows, two tomorrow, two Saturday. I'm also doing a DJ set at a club called Pearly.
How cool is that?
On Saturday night. It's going to be the official after party for my comedy show. So I'll be spinning over there. I got a couple of dates. I'm going to be in Arizona at the Tempe Improv sometime in the next 2 weeks. I'll be in Florida in September at the Improv in Miami. And then me and Keenan and David Allen Greer and Tommy Davidson have a date in Detroit for the Off Color Comedy Tour.
Wow, that'll be awesome.
So yeah, we do stand up together. We get the band, half the band back together. Yeah. And we just rock some comedy sets together.
What's it like to be with those dudes again?
Awesome. So much fun.
Oh my gosh. It's
only for 2 hours.
Yeah.
But it's like the most fun that you can have in 2 hours. We just laugh.
Who makes you laugh the most out of that group?
I mean, we all do. I mean, David and Tommy together with Keenan and me, it's just, we all laugh.
What's more fun? What's more of a rush? Is it doing the stand-up or is it the after party afterwards when you just kind of get to relax and enjoy it?
Well, I DJ my after party. So
that's what I'm saying.
But that's not relaxing. That's
true.
That's work.
Yeah.
But it's definitely stimulation in a fulfilling way.
Yeah.
So I'd prefer to be contributing to the party than sitting there popping bottles all night, listening to music that I don't really want to hear.
You'd rather control the music.
I get to control the music. I play music I want to hear. I vibe out. I make sure you guys vibe out, and it's a good time.
How do you know when people there really love the music versus if they're like, I'm not really into this? What's the body language?
Body language is if they're dancing, they love the music. I don't know anybody who doesn't like the music who's like, man, this song sucks. Man, they need to get another DJ. The music, if you're up dancing, you're having a good time.
Did I hear this right that White Chicks 2 might be in the works?
Let me clear this up right now. Terry Crews, I love you, buddy, but man, I see Terry Crews at Barney's in L.A. He's like, man, what's going on, White Chicks? I said, we working on it. We trying to put something together. You know, hopefully, you know, we'll get that going. He's so buff that he took and changed the words around to, yo, they getting it together and they getting it going and we shooting. What? No, we're not. No, we're talking about it. We're trying to put something together. It's not happening yet. When it happens, I will tell you personally, fans of White Chicks, I love you. You've been rocking with us. We want to make this happen for all of us because we had so much fun on the first one, and we have a really funny one up in our heads that we've been talking about. When it's ready,
right?
When the okay is okay, we going to tell you. We'll make an announcement. Until then, don't speculate that it's happening. Don't say that it's happening because we're not trying to disappoint you guys, okay? I feel bad because I keep hearing, it's happening. It's like, no, time out. It's not. It ain't happening. It's not happening. It ain't happening yet, okay, guys?
Sean Wayans is going to be performing at the Stress Factory coming up in New Brunswick, New Jersey, coming up Friday and Saturday. So that's tomorrow and on Saturday, 7:30 and 9:45. If you want to get there for either one of those two shows. And then he's going to be spinning Saturday night at Pearly, which is very close to it. And check that out afterwards for the official after party. You got a busy weekend coming up, man. I appreciate you finding time for us.
Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah,
for
my
real.
Pleasure.
Yeah, it's always good to talk to
you. Always good to have you here. And I can't believe it. 25 years since in living
college. 25 years.
My God.
Let me show you something. Let's just say Yoko Ono's on a bicycle. She blows up a firecracker.
When we come back, Chauncey Billups blows up the spot of Carmelo Anthony. Was he right? That's coming up next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.